It's time for Money Trends Wednesday here on Scoot on the Air Show on WWL. Mike Gennaro from Metairie Bank joins us. And Mike is the newly appointed president of Metairie Bank following the unfortunate passing of Ron Samford, the president who we talked to many times. Mike, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. Good afternoon. It's a bittersweet. I've actually been with the bank in 9 years. Ron recruited me to join him when he joined the bank, and he was my mentor, and I was his right-hand man for 9 years. And so it's big shoes to fill, and I'm the new president, and in 2 weeks we're actually going to bring Mr. John LeBlanc on as our CEO. So we'll both together try to fill Ron's shoes, and I've been the acting chief commercial lending officer at the bank now for the last 9 years, and I'll continue to do that role also.
Okay, well, thanks for being with us, Mike, and it's just it is so sad. You know, Ron was just such a great guy, and he will be missed, but I have all the faith and confidence that you can take over. Metairie Bank celebrating 75 years connecting with you in 2022. Let's talk a little bit about the interest rates, and I'm hearing in our news about inflation, and some of the things that have gone up are not going to be quick to go down if inflation is under control. True?
That's true. I mean, originally inflation was projected or spun by the Fed to be transitory, temporary, but that's turned out not to be the case. And so inflation for last year, 2021, was at 7%. And as of last week, on an ongoing run rate, it's at 7.5%, which is a 40-year high and seems to be picking up speed. So the Fed is going to be meeting next month, March the 15th, and we'll raise rates a quarter point, maybe likely a half point, to try to begin a process to keep inflation in check and slow the economy down a little bit. The goal, is for the Fed has been to try to get to as best they can with a permanent or full employment. And that's happened. And the unemployment rate has fallen quickly, more quickly than expected, which now it's at 4%. And so it's time for the Fed to raise rates a little bit and try to cool things down a little bit, because as you know, we've seen a lot of inflation, and before it gets out of control, we need to kind of put it in check.
And Mike, this is such a complicated situation. The things that lead to inflation, the things that lead to recession, all of this is very, very complicated. You know, we've got people now, because of the pandemic, people are not quick to go back to work. And so to get them to go back to work, salaries are going up. But now some of that increase in money that you're getting is going to be spent on the increase in product prices and things that cost a certain amount. They're going to be more expensive. So it's kind of a wash in some ways.
It is. And the salary increases further complicate things, because the Fed may not be able to put inflation in check the way it would hope with just rate increases, because, you know, salaries have increased, and that's a permanent thing. And so, the real risk will be if they raise rates too quickly or too fast or too strong, they should put the economy into a recession. And so it's a delicate balance that the Fed has to do. And, you know, there are things that could go wrong. You've got, a Russian invasion in the Ukraine could upset energy markets and globally, spin everything into a high inflation scenario. And it's a very complicated dance, and we'll just have to wait and see how things go.
I hope things don't ever go back to what I remember. I mean, I'm old enough to remember stagflation, which was inflation during a recession. And I think it was Gerald Ford who was campaigning on this WIN campaign, which was an acronym for Whip Inflation Now.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, we may not have a soft landing. Maybe. I think we have a little bumpy road ahead of us for a couple of years, maybe. But time will tell.
But you're confident that the economy is strong and will remain strong.
That's the good point. Is that the American consumer is really in good shape. The consumer debt levels are some of the lowest they've been in a long time. Savings rates are high, and so the consumer is in good shape. Retail spending continues to go up. Some reports today that showed retail sales were strong still. So that respect. The consumer is good. American business is good. And so I think, you know, the long-term prognosis is really pretty good.
Okay. Mike Gennaro, congratulations on your promotion to president of Metairie Bank, and thank you for being with us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Scoot.
All right. Mike Gennaro, president of Metairie Bank.